Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world. I'm going to go to Michael in New York, and we'll be joined by Dr. Edward Group in this next segment. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Joyce. Great to hear you're feeling better. Stay close to Mother Nature. She never lets us down.
Thank you so much. You're so right.
Hey, Joyce, I just want to mention that regarding the commie Chinese, the Clintons, and even the Bushes, recently there was a publication in Sputnik showing a current communist Chinese battleship launching a intercontinental ballistic missile traveling at supersonic speed, all compliments of the Bushes and the Clintons, and that ICBM supersonic missile can strike us at any time, at any place now, thanks to the Bushes and the Clintons. And it's amazing that they got away with this so far, and how obviously the mainstream media is covering all this up. They should have not only been impeached or imprisoned, but even hung for the high treason they've committed. And there's also on YouTube a great video called Hillary and Bill Clinton, Their Evil Corruption Exposed. It's 90 minutes long. Everybody's got to check that out and grab it while it's still there. It's
okay, let me ask you a question. Why do you say the ICBM that can strike anywhere, including us, thanks to the Bushes and the Clintons? Why do you say thanks to them?
Okay, because let's recall that during the Clinton administration, the communist Chinese could not launch a missile. That was great for us, right? Well, not for the Clintons and the communists. So they had to bring over the technology and the technicians to show them how to launch a missile. But when Bush came in, the compassionate conservative Nazi came in, the communist Chinese couldn't strike hit a bullseye with the missile. That's great for us, right? But no, not for the Nazi commie Bushes. So they sent over the MIRV technology with the technicians to show them how to hit a bullseye. And now they're able to launch and hit a bullseye.
I see. Okay.
And let's also recall under the Clintons when they had Madeleine Albright as Secretary of State, that when she got caught giving the North Koreans nuclear technology and was confronted, she publicly stated, well, it's not fair for the United States to be a lone superpower. So they get away with this. They're building up and arming our enemies that eventually we're going to go to war with. That's obvious as all could be. And they're getting away with this. It's incredible.
Well, good point.
Let alone everything else they gotten away with.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, once a war criminal, always a war criminal. And I think there are lots of reasons that they and many other people need to spend the rest of their natural lives in prison. Hey, thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, think about the Bush family going way back to World War II. Just, I mean, as corrupt as all get out. And what happens to those people? They end up having one, two, and possibly three people in the presidency. How corrupt can it get? And don't think that we have any determination as to who gets into the White House. It's all about agenda, and they will determine that early on. We're going to be talking to Dr. Edward Group in this next hour, so stay tuned for that. Let's talk about alternative treatments to mental health. And also, we're going to get into an announcement of what we're going to be doing regarding cleanses, because so many people want to know, how do I do a cleanse? And, of course, those of you who are going to be attending the a retreat in Texas, in Mineola, Texas, August 2nd through the 8th, you might want to do some cleanses prior to going. This would make a lot of sense, ladies and gentlemen, to be as healthy as you can. And I just want to add that, yes, we'll be there, and we don't have an official count on who is and who is not going to be able to attend. It's going to be first one who came in is going to be the first one that has a choice to attend. And so we're going to find out who all is going to definitely be attending, and then we'll move on, because we've had over 50 now people confirm for that retreat. But I want to encourage you, start exercising now. Start drinking water now. Start taking care of yourself, eating correctly, cutting out all the stuff that we talk about that you need to cut out. Start doing those things now, and it'll make your time so much more beneficial. Think about it. your week down there will be so much more beneficial. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Dr. Edward Group. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. I think you're going to be really pleased that you tuned in to hear Dr. Edward Group. He founded the Dr. Edward Group III, founded Global Healing Center in 1998. He serves as the chief executive officer, and he has been a teacher for many, many years, a researcher of natural healing methods for over 20 years. Though he no longer sees patients individually, he focuses on spreading the word of health and wellness. And I want to thank him for having given me a call and said, "What can I do to help you?" You know, there's been a lot of guests I've had on the program, alternative medicine people, who weren't there and who didn't say that. And I do personally want to thank him for that and for supporting me. I really, really appreciate that. He, by the way, also enlisted in the Army in 85. He served until 1989. He was in the 4th Infantry Division at Fort Carson, Colorado, and then transferred, was deployed to Korea, South Korea. What I think is interesting is he is one of the few people probably that learned Korean Taekwondo from the masters in Korea. And I think that's pretty amazing. He credits his martial arts training for honing a deep appreciation for discipline, focus, meditation, and healing techniques. And boy, that's something we can all learn from. Thank you so very much for joining us today, Dr. Edward Group III. Thank you for joining the Power Hour today, sir.
Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure, and I'm glad you're feeling better, and we'll have an exciting show today.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I always like to find out from people like yourself who have made this impact on natural healing and research, where it was that made you 20 years ago, ahead of your time, say, no, there's got to be something else than straight allopathic medicine. What was it in your life that moved you into this realm? You came from military background, which that I would think would maybe push you into the alternative, into the allopathic route. But what was it in your own personal life, Dr. Group?
It was basically about a 3-hour segment that totally changed my life. My dad was a PhD chemist for Exxon, actually, and my family dates back years and years as part of my family is the Webster family, and Pelletiah Webster was the first one that wrote the U.S. Constitution. Most people don't know that. And then Noah Webster wrote the Webster's Dictionary. So that was the lineage of my family, and he also obviously wrote the Masonic Code inside the Webster's Dictionary. But my dad was a PhD chemist for Exxon, and believe it or not, he was one of the founders or the inventors of Saran Wrap and then PVC plastics,
wow,
which now we know how damaging plastics are to the environment and to our health. And he realized that later in life, but that's a whole other story because I believe he was killed off because he was doing some work for the government too. So that leads into me having a background of chemistry and biochemistry because I got my first chemistry set when I was like one. But I was also involved in the standard allopathic training and, you know, reading all the stuff from books and didn't have my eyes open. Although I was very, I guess, progressive as a youth and really didn't understand, had a hard time adapting to society. Nowadays would have been pegged with all kinds of mental illnesses and been on all kinds of medications. And I was in psychiatrist's office from the time I was 7 to 15 just because I was having visions and I was having all these things that my parents didn't know how to deal with it. So they thought that taking me into a psychiatrist, I would get answers, although I never did. But that led me into, you know, wanting to be a medical doctor, and I really wanted to be a heart surgeon. And to get to the answer of your question, I was just about to apply to medical school, take all the tests that I needed to take, and I met a guy who was treating cancer naturally. And we kind of got in a little bit of an argument. And he looked at me and said, pick any prescription medication that you want and show me how it does any good in the body. And I said, well, we wouldn't have the best scientists in the world and, you know, the pharmaceutical companies and all this stuff doing so much work with so much funding and helping so many people if they didn't work. So I said, okay, and I took him up on the challenge. And I went to the library, and I started breaking down these pharmaceuticals and looking at the biochemistry and the chemistry of the body. And so, really, my whole life changed in about 3 hours because in those 3 hours, I just almost had tears coming down my eyes because it was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe what is happening out there. These do not do anything but cause multiple side effects. They block an action in the body. They restrict some secretions of something. And that's when I went full-time into studying every single thing I could about natural medicine, from spiritual healing to energy healing. And we started a research team in our group. What my goal was to find the root cause of all disease. And then, of course, we stumbled on when you find the root cause of all disease, you also find the root cause of all mental illness and the root cause of all negative health problems.
Well, let me ask you this. With respect to that root cause, if we were to take, you know, 100 people that all have maladies, I don't care if it's mental problems or cancer or Parkinson's disease or diabetes or whatever, and we go down to the lowest common denominator of what is going on with those 100 people, what do you think we would find?
Well, what we found is we traced every single disease and mental illness back to one cause. And the cause of every negative health condition is an accumulation of toxins
in each individual's body. And it might be different because we all live in a different environment. Some people might be exposed to some things on a daily basis. Some other people might be exposed to other things. And that's all from when we were doing an analysis, we looked at how many toxins someone was taking into their body from air. And just in air alone, you have, first of all, a loss of oxygen in the air these days because our oxygen content has gone down tremendously. You have 30,000 breaths someone takes every single day, mold, mildew, pet dander, fossil fuel inhalation, all the stuff from chemtrails, homes are even, the air quality is even poorer inside of homes than outside. You have smoke, pollution, people have dirty air conditioned filters. So we found that they might be taking in 200,000 toxins on a daily basis. And then we had to look at food. And, you know, obviously we know the dangers of food out there with the genetically modified foods, the pesticides, the herbicides, all the hormones, antibiotics, and dairy, soys and everything, white flour, table salt, processed foods, microwave foods. And so people might be taking in 200,000 toxins every single day from the food supply.
Wow.
And then we went down the line. Water, you know, obviously water, you have chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, all the stuff. And then we looked at beverages that people were drinking out there, the diet drinks, the aspartame, and then the microbes that they were exposed to on a daily basis. And we found that pretty much anybody with symptoms has an overgrowth of microbes in their body. And then we looked at physical and emotional stress, electromagnetic frequency effects on the body, heavy metals, prescription drugs, and then blocked neurological feedback systems. Those were pretty much the categories that we narrowed the root cause of every disease down to. So
that is really, really helpful. And I think it's also helpful to look at the fact that when we're going down to the lowest common denominator, and you say that it is an accumulation of toxins, that is not something that taking, you know, 1,000 supplements per week is going to help you with. That the answer or the antidote is not more supplements. And that's something I'm just kind of getting into my mind now, is that we really need to be serious, just like you and I were talking about the cleanses, which I don't care if it's mental health or physical health or somatic or whatever. I don't care what you want to call it. But it is all about getting the body cleansed in the very first place. Well, let's take the road of looking at mental health here as opposed to physical health, because we're going to be talking about that on subsequent programs. But let's talk about mental health. How can that toxins, what is a worst case scenario? Give me a worst case scenario of what toxins could do to a person from the mental health standpoint.
Well, the worst case scenario is going to be death, obviously. I mean, when you have, first of all, I don't believe there's any such thing as mental illness. There's no such thing as depression. There's no such thing as anxiety. There's no such thing as mental illness. What there is such thing is chemical toxicity in the brain causing your brain to malfunction. Again, the psychiatry industry and big pharma, they don't care about addressing the root cause of the problem. All they care about is addressing the symptoms of the problem, as we know. As a matter of fact, their motto is, the first disaster is if we kill people. The second disaster is if we cure people. So the psychiatry industry was created just by a group of people that were sitting around trying to develop disorders that none of these disorders have any physical testing that can prove that they're actually there. I mean, there's no blood and urine tests, no x-rays, anything like that, that you can say, okay, this person has depression, and this the same x-rays or anything else for somebody else that says that they have depression or anything like that. I mean, the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, now has over 400 different so-called mental illnesses in it that they can prescribe medications for. So what's happening, I mean, we talk about toxins, but these medications are also very high in toxins, even the antidepressants, which cause suicide, the antipsychotics, which cause suicide. So think about that. Here you are.
Okay, we got to go to a break. Dr. Edward Group III is our guest. We've got a four-minute break. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. 19 after the hour. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Edward Group is our guest today, and we're going to be doing a lot more with him in the future, and I'm looking forward to having him back repeatedly on the Power Hour. We're talking about mental illness today, and he says there is no such thing. Prior to the break, he was saying that the DSM-5, which, by the way, I have a DSM-5 in front of me. I was reading that during the break. covers all of these alleged mental health disorders that may or may not exist. And I just thought it was amazing that after they get through these pages and pages and pages of, I don't know what, 300 mental disorders, then they come to number 294.8, which is other specified mental disorder due to another medical condition. And then they have other specified mental disorder, that's 300.9, and then they have unspecified mental disorder. So, I mean, if they don't have a name for it, they'll just dream up a category for it. I mean, this is scary because all they have to do is put a mental disorder in there, like caffeine withdrawal, and if you have more than 3 cups of coffee a day, you, it appears, could be treated for a mental disorder. Am I correct?
Yes. I mean, and the whole goal of it is to get, they want to design, they designed the DSM to create new customers from ages 1 to life. And they're even trying to prescribe and diagnose bipolar now with children still in the womb.
It's
out of control. Right now, there's 3,000 people every single month that die from psychiatric drugs. There's 100 million people or more worldwide on psychiatric drugs, 8 million on children on ADHD medication right now, 20 million children on some type of psychiatric drug. There's over 700,000 adverse effects per year. I mean, there's 3,000 people being killed every single month due to psychiatric drugs and committing suicide, et cetera. There's a big conspiracy, obviously, which you talk about all the time when you look at population control and keeping people sick and using fluoride in most psychiatric medications to calcify the pineal gland, which prevents your spiritual connection and demotivates you and makes you less aggressive and more controllable. Really, psychiatric drugs almost create a zombie-like symptoms within your body, and they know that once you're on one psychiatric medication, then you're going to be on 2, 3, 4, and then disease is going to start coming in, and then you're going to be prescribed medications for those different diseases as well.
I mean, this is so scary, given the fact that people buy into this. They turn their children over, their babies over, to people who, because they wear a white lab coat and supposedly know best, and they're putting these pills inside these children that are doing nothing for them. And, well, let me ask that question. You know, I was recently watching a documentary on TV talking about how certain children had been helped immensely by the drugs that were given to them for ADHD or whatever, autism, whatever. I mean, are there periods of time when a child may respond to a drug or certain types of drugs? Do we see this happening?
Well, what you see is exactly what pharmaceuticals are designed to do, to cover up the symptoms. The symptoms are still there. Nothing has been addressed. The root cause of their problem is, you know, whether they're eating artificial sweeteners, or food dyes, or GMOs, or gluten. Gluten actually has been linked to ADD, ADHD symptoms, depression, anxiety. I mean, every single toxin that we were looking at, whether it was heavy metals, arsenic, fluoride, the halogens, the bromine, the chlorine, the fluorine, heavy metals, aluminum, the aluminum in the chemtrails, especially mercury, cadmium, lead. I mean, the list goes on and on. Everything that we were talking about that we identified chemical structure-wise, also you can pull up studies as each one of those individual chemicals can cause the same type of neurological problems that these children are suffering from. And so instead of saying to the mothers, listen, there's something causing this imbalance in the brain. It's not a chemical imbalance in the brain that mysteriously appeared in your kid. What's happening is due to vaccinations, due to all of these chemicals, pesticides, glyphosate, all this other stuff that these children are taking in, and for that matter, adults as well, that is what's causing this chemical toxic soup in the brain that's altering the way that the serotonin is produced, the neurological transmitters are unbalanced in the brain, and that's what's causing all these symptoms to happen. So,
okay, we've got another break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break, and I want to hear what his answer to all of this is. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley with Dr. Edward Group III. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world, treating your body like a temple, not a dumpster. We are so pleased to have Dr. Edward Group join us, and we're going to announce a little bit later what we're going to be doing together as a classroom, if you will, with Dr. Group, and we'll talk about that. I just want to remind you, we have a lot of things on special at the Power Mall, and I want you to encourage you to purchase from the Power Mall. That's how we stay on the air. We take no commercial monies. We are all about bringing you the products that work, and that's why we believe we have the best products that exist out there at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. I want to recommend again the book Healing Spices by Dr. Agarat Bagarwal. This book is like unlike any other book. Healing Spices is written by a man who is a microbiologist and an expert in cancer. He is actually employed by the MD Anderson Cancer Institute, MD Anderson Cancer Center, and in Houston. And yet he wrote this book on why we need spices, why we must have spices in our diet, because he says, like, for instance, curcumin, stronger than chemotherapy. And he goes into all the herbs and spices, such as fennel seed. Who would have ever thought how good fennel seed is for you? It's kind of a, you know, a licorice-tasting herb. And why it's good for you, and then how to use it. How to make the meals with fennel seed. And each one of the herbs and spices are discussed here. And remember, that's how I found out about why Listerine can say kills 99.9% of the bacteria. Why can they say that? Because they added to it, and this is in his book, something called thymol or thymol. And that's how they get away with saying that. So the book is full of really excellent information on how these products are used in other foods and other medicines or other over-the-counter items. And we can ask Dr. Group, but I think he would agree that many of the drugs that we hear about probably also contain some herbs and spices, and they're even going toward that in the future. So get the book of The Power Mall Ealing Spices by Dr. Agarwal, PhD, from the MD Anderson Cancer Institute in Houston. We've got a lot of specials at The Power Mall. Please give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. Dr. Group, when we're talking in terms of there are no mental illnesses, but yet there are people who suffer from these things that look like mental illnesses, what would you instead refer to them as? What would you call them? And then let's get into maybe some of the alternative methods of treatment.
Well, it's chemical toxicity. It's an overload. When we were looking at all the chemicals and the toxins, and like I said, everybody's different that are coming in, what we realized was that everybody is born and has a self-healing mechanism. That's the best medicine in the world is your own body. Your body, I mean, you never should have to see a doctor. I mean, first of all, we should be trained on all these things from an early age, but we're not. And trained to listen to our body and understand the symptoms that we're going through and the foods that we eat and how they affect our body. But what we realize is every single person has a self-healing mechanism. You have the ability to heal yourself of anything. What we found out is because you're having all these chemicals and toxins coming in, your self-healing mechanism is being suppressed. And so people ask, well, don't we have natural ways to get rid of these toxins in the body? And yes, we do. That was the next question or the next problem or whatever that we wanted to look at. So then we said, okay, so if someone's taking in a million toxins from all these things every single day, how do they get rid of the toxins? And men have four ways to eliminate toxins. Women have five ways. We both have defecation, right? We can go to the bathroom. The problem we found with that is we live in a constipated nation. Most of the foods cause constipation. Most of the medications cause constipation. People are in a state of fight or flight, and they're living their lives in a sympathetic instead of a parasympathetic state. So most people are chronically constipated and having maybe 2 to 3 bowel movements a week instead of having 2 to 3 bowel movements a day like the animals do. And actually, our medical profession says that 2 to 3 bowel movements a week is completely normal, which is something I still don't understand why they say that. So we looked at the first elimination route, and we found that the first elimination route is blocked in the majority of people. So they're not going to be eliminating as many toxins that way. And then we looked at urination, which is the second elimination route. Then we found that people are not drinking enough water. So if you're not drinking enough water, you're chronically dehydrated, and it's going to affect your whole body. Every living substance is composed of at least 85% water. The earth itself is. I mean, water is extremely important, and really it's the only thing we need after we're done breastfeeding. So our elimination pathways with urination were pretty much blocked in everybody. Then you have two, which are respiration and diaphoresis, which is sweating through the skin, which is normally done at the same time through exercise or working outside or putting the body through heat mechanisms where you're going to sweat, you're going to respirate faster. Well, starting from 100 years ago and even since then, we've become more of a sedentary lifestyle, more of a sedentary lifestyle, less exercise, more sitting down. So those elimination routes have become, maybe they're not fully blocked, but maybe they're only working at 20%, 30%, 40%. And the last one with women is their menstrual cycle. And we also found that with all the endocrine-disrupting chemicals, all the hormone-disrupting chemicals, the high estrogens that the women are consuming and males, that elimination route is not functioning properly. So the root cause of all mental illness and the root cause of all disease is the fact that too many chemicals and toxins are coming in, suppressing your self-healing mechanism, and not enough toxins and chemicals are getting out of the system on a regular basis like they should.
Well, you know, I find that would be a neat title for a documentary, Constipation Nation, because, I mean, I think that's what you're saying, that is one of the basic reasons why people are ill. Now, that seems like there might be a fairly simple antidote for that. And I got to say, you know, if somebody has never seen what happens when a person has a obstruction of the bowel and has not seen the pain that causes, the incredible amount of surgery that's usually needed for the necrotic skin, it's just horrible. It is just absolutely horrible. But yet, there are things that people could do to eliminate that from happening in the first place. And I'd like for you to address that, because is that what you're telling us, that probably doing a colon cleanse would be the first primary thing a person would want to do?
You know, it's funny that being traditionally trained and then also going into the natural route and going to studying naturopathic medicine, functional medicine, chiropractic medicine, you know, all of that stuff still was focusing on treating the symptoms. And we had over 260 different herbs. When we opened our clinic, really what we were focusing on was cancer. And it was still the same way. And even though we were focusing and our research was looking at the root cause, there was still a component missing, and that was the whole cleansing first. And even when I traveled down to Mexico and all over the world and trained with all the cancer doctors, the natural cancer doctors out there, there was still one thing that was missing from all those places as well, and it was proper detoxification and cleansing of the body. And it took me years to figure out how important it really was, but and how simple it really was, because in reality, everything is in simplicity. And even if people were going to natural practitioners and getting ozone and all kinds of natural herbs, a lot of time their body and especially their liver was so contaminated and congested that you're having problems with absorbing, utilizing those individual herbs or nutrients. And so no one was taking a step back and saying, wait a second, we need to clean the body up really good before we move on to the next phase. And when we used to ask people, you know, do you understand why you have cancer? Do you understand why you have diabetes? They would say, did your doctor explain to you why you have that condition? They would say, no, I don't know. And so we would say, well, don't you feel that you need to understand why you have the condition before you understand how to treat the condition? And you're right, because the next phase of our research led to, okay, if people are exposed to all these chemicals and toxins on a daily basis, how are they getting into the bloodstream? How are they actually causing the disease? And that led us directly to the intestines and the colon, because that really is the first exposure point. We looked at how many toxins you're going to breathe in through the air every day. Well, it depends, but a lot of them are actually going to get caught in the mucous membranes of your throat and up in your sinuses and drain back down into the stomach. then how many toxins are you going to absorb through your skin every day? Well, you know, maybe 5% of your daily toxins. But what we found was about 95% of the disease or mental illness causing chemicals or toxins are going to be entering through the intestines. And that's when we started realizing how important the intestines were and how the intestines are actually one of the closely guarded secrets of big pharma and the medical profession, because they never want you to find out how important the intestines really are. And they don't want you to find out how important the appendix is and how the appendix is actually your microcomputer system in your body, not your brain in your head. But the brain and the body is actually the appendix, and they will not release that information. And that's why still to this day, isn't it strange that the medical profession still tells you they don't know what the appendix is? We had to actually translate research from Germany and Russia to determine that the appendix actually controls all the systems in the body, your lymphatic, neurological, endocrine. And why wouldn't your brain be located in your intestines? That's the first exposure point to everything coming in. So it really is like your microcomputer system.
I had never heard that before. I've never heard that. So that, you know, the old, you don't need it anyway, so we'll just go ahead and take it out, appendix, really plays a role.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It does. And it plays an important role. It's located right at the juncture of your small and your large intestines. So everything that you have coming in is analyzed, and your appendix then sends signals to all the different systems to get ready or to let them know what they need to start producing, if they need to start producing enzymes, hormones, you know, whatever the body's going to produce.
You know, so, if you listen to an allopathic physician, they'll make you think that, you know, when God got finished creating man, he had a bunch of spare parts left over, so he put them in the place of tonsils and appendix, and, oh, you don't need them anyway. So, I mean, it's when you think about it, every single thing in the body has a purpose, and how important cleansing the bowel is. And let me ask you this, along with that, and the coffee enemas that a lot of people talk about, are you a proponent of that?
Yes, I think coffee enemas work great, although coffee is extremely contaminated with pesticides and herbicides and insecticides, so only organic coffee. Mm-hmm. And we actually, that led us to looking at what is the best way to cleanse the colon, because we take a shower every single day to wash the outside of our skin, but nobody does anything to cleanse the inside of their body. And cleansing is something that dates back thousands of years. I mean, every single biblical or religious text talks about how important it is to cleanse. Animals cleanse themselves on a regular basis. The earth cleanses itself on a regular basis. It's just that the globalist agenda, people in the high-level pharmaceutical, et cetera, don't want you to know how easy it is to actually get rid of any of your symptoms or deal with mental illness or any type of disease. And it all starts in the intestines. I mean, disease starts in the intestines and health begins in the intestines. So we need to find something that people could take to give their intestines a shower on a regular basis. And that means one or two times a week, you know, at least considering the standard American diet and what people are putting in their bodies and how the intestines are really taking a beating. And we looked at all the different types of herbs out there, psyllium, castora sagrada, senna, and, you know, herbal cleansers will not actually oxidize or turn the solid compaction and matter into a liquid or a gas. So the only thing that we could find is we actually had to look at research that Nikola Tesla and Eugene Bloss did back in the late 1800s, and trying to find a reactive oxygen-based intestinal cleanser that would use reactive oxygen, which is negative electrons, and most toxins, not all of them, but a lot of them are positively charged. And a lot of people think there's so much compaction in the colon, but really, the small intestine is about 25 feet, the colon's only 10 feet, and the small intestine is where a lot of this stuff builds up. And that's what needs to be cleansed, and that's what needs to be relieved in there. And the only way that we found that was a good, successful way to do that was with an oxygen-based intestinal cleanser.
Well, you know, I want to tell the listeners that we are going to start as a group doing a colon cleanse in about 2 to 3 weeks. I'm not sure on the date yet, but I talked with Dr. Group last night, and he was willing to come on board and do a program, a full program on the colon cleanse, how to do it, what to use, and we're going to be ordering everything at the Power Mall, so we will have it available prior to, I'll let you know, but we'll have it available so that you can get the colon cleanse products and information so that you will be able to do it in advance, have it in advance so that we can all start together. And I think that's going to be an amazing experience for everybody to be able to share doing that together. And then, you know, kind of the side effects, the positive effects from it, and then moving on to other cleanses. But I don't want, since we build this as being a show on mental health, alternative mental health issues, let's briefly go over, if you don't mind, we're going to go to a break right now in about 15 seconds, but what I'd like to do is, when we come back, talk about other alternative things that are important when you're considering somebody who has or is alleged to have a mental illness. So when we come back from this break, I would like Dr. Group to speak to that issue for those of you who think you have a mental illness and perhaps need something else. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley with Dr. Edward Group III. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Final final segment with our guest today, Dr. Edward Group, and to let you know that we'll have Dr. Cass Ingram on tomorrow, and I believe Deborah Tavares will be joining us also. We're talking to Dr. Group about the disorders, mental disorders that a lot of people think they have, but may not be a disorder at all. And of course, a lot of people, you know, borderline personality disorder or delusions or hallucination. When we get into all these bizarre things and bizarre symptoms that people have, what else is important after we talk in terms of the colon cleanse, which we're going to be doing a lot more on that later, but what else is it important for people to know that could be causing hallucinations or delusions?
Well, it's all addressing the root cause. And one of the things I recommend people doing is educating themselves first, because that gives them more power and it gives them more confidence. One of the places that I go, and I think everybody should go, is CCHR.org, which is the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. They have a lot of videos. They have a lot of information that you can read through. But then the second thing is evaluating your life, looking, and one of the ways that you see the fastest results is not only cleansing and taking care of the gut first, because your gut really is connected to your brain, like we were talking about earlier, and we'll talk more about that. But eliminating the other things in your diet, and especially with your food, cleaning up your food, avoiding GMOs, avoiding gluten, avoiding MSG, these are just some of the things that really the top things that have been linked to causing some form of mental instability. So the GMOs, the gluten, the MSG, excitotoxin. Also, we want to look at artificial colors and artificial sweeteners. Those are really the top things. So cleaning up your food supply. If you're drinking a lot of other beverages, just go back to water. I mean, the brain needs water. What I recommend is drinking distilled water, and I put organic apple cider vinegar, the raw organic apple cider vinegar, in it. It reactivates the distilled water, brings it to life, and that way you're sure that you're not going to be putting fluoride or any type of chemical components in there, because most water filtration systems will not get rid of fluoride and other contaminants. You know, so looking at avoiding EMF exposure as much as possible. If you're sleeping next to a Wi-Fi, that can cause mental instability, insomnia, stress, depression, and really looking around your home and replacing the toxic substances in your home with natural or organic supplements, chemicals, cleaning supplies, things to that degree. I mean, you're just really looking at avoiding as many chemicals and toxins as you can coming into the body, and then at the same time cleansing your intestines, your liver, your gallbladder, doing a parasite cleanse, which, again, parasites secrete compounds and chemicals that can give you the symptoms of depression, anxiety, or any form of mental illness out there. So not only that, but cleansing the kidneys, and just for that matter, cleansing the whole body, changing your diet, changing your living environment, and reducing your stress levels if you can. You know, looking at things like meditation, ways to deep breathing exercises, ways to calm yourself down, natural ways to deal with stress and anxiety, massage, chiropractic care, acupuncture, any of those things that can instantaneously reduce the immunity, reduce your ability to deal with, you know, stressful issues.
Your toxic load also. I thank you very much for joining us today. In about 2 to 3 weeks, I'm not sure which day, but we're going to have Dr. Edward Group back on again, and we're going to all start a colon cleanse together, if you choose to do that with us, and we'll have the products here, the information here, how to do it, and Dr. Group will walk us through it. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. We will be back tomorrow, Dr. Cass Ingram and Deborah Tavares. You all have a blessed day. Thank you so much for joining us and supporting the Power Mall. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all, and we love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.